Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How bad does Biden look after going hat in hand to the Saudis, basically saying, hey, let's come to an agreement, folks. And then the Saudis and OPEC cut supply like they're about to do potentially.
Right. It doesn't look very effective. And it certainly would be more effective for the White House to come to Texas, to come to Colorado and North Dakota, where we produce oil in this country. It would be better if the administration worked with us instead of putting up regulation after regulation. The Inflation Reduction Act actually locks in energy inflation because it included all kinds of new taxes and fees and increases in costs on American oil and gas production, just at a time when we need to produce more to bring prices low.
Wow. Okay, Lee. So Joe Biden goes to Saudi Arabia hat in hand to beg, to grovel.
Our ally in the war on terrorism, too, by the way, and in negotiations with Israel.
Yes, also the producer of the terrorism that caused 9/11. A lot of families have never forgotten that.
There is that.
Yeah, they're suing still the Saudis, trying to get compensation for the murder of their family members that the Saudi government absolutely was involved in through their embassy. Thankfully, that is was a different part of the Saudi royal family running things at the time, so hopefully things are better now. But whatever the case, he beclowned himself, Joe Biden did, going to the Saudis to beg for oil. And we talked about this yesterday. I mean, got lectured while he was there by Saudi leadership in an open forum about, you know, y'all, you got to start building refining capacity. You can't look at us to produce all the oil you need. And yet at the time, and I'm going to replay some of the audio today, we had all kinds of energy executives in this country, Lee, who have been trying to get a meeting with Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get a meeting at the White House. They'll come to him. He can come to them about, hey, you don't have to depend on the Saudis. We can do this just in Texas. We can fix this. We need to talk to you about taking the throttles off that you put on with the 70 regulations that you put on the oil and natural gas industry. We can do this, but Joe Biden won't even talk to them. He won't even meet with them. Well, because you're American. Democrats hate Americans. They literally hate Americans. I mean, it's like nothing I've ever seen. So this is where we're going. OPEC is meeting today. And you know what? I hope they slap us hard. I hope they hit us hard. Americans need to see this, Lee, so that we can end the pain. And, you know, the rest of us who get real news are going to have to go through the pain with those of us who think CNN is real news and CNN business is real news, and they're going to have to feel the pain again of the 1970s. There's no other way through it. They're going to have to come to an understanding that the Democrat Party is not mismanaging this. It's not an accident. Joe Biden's not incompetent. He is doing a unbelievable, fantastic, bang-up job of achieving the Democrat Party's goal of necessarily skyrocketing the cost of energy. He is not failing. He has been incredibly effective. Or his administration has been. So, you know, we're looking at OPEC meeting today. They are going to jack this through the roof. Watch this number, Lee. Let's see how close I get. They are going to cut back supply by 1 million to 1.5 million barrels a day. If they really want to get rich, they do too. It's going to be in that range. And the reason they're going to do that is that used to be the amount of oil we produced that gave us total control over energy costs in America. And we knocked that control back to OPEC. The oil market, as I said yesterday, is very tight. So you take 1.5 million barrels. It is amazing to me the Democrats, through Joe's regulations, mathematically managed. Shows you Democrats could do math. Mathematically managed to take almost exactly the amount of barrels of oil per day off the market that gave America control of the prices.
Too bad they can't use those math skills on the economy.
Yeah. You know, and I didn't really say this yesterday, but people need to understand all of this stuff is connected. I'm going to predict right now, and I'm going to actually start making notes on days I predict stuff.
You should do that.
I really should. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are going to rocket past the all-time highs for gasoline. We're going to go back to a shocking new high every day or every couple of days, as we were doing before, and that will not end. And that's going to start after the midterms, as the real punishment begins, because Joe Biden is artificially keeping down the price of oil by releasing from the Strategic Reserve and putting some of that on the world market. And they have said after the election that ends, they're going to let Americans feel the real price of energy. And let's remember what the Democrats believe, because they are a climate cult. I need to explain this better because we have, you know, new listeners. They're a climate cult. They have kooky cult-like beliefs. And what they believe is if they necessarily skyrocket the price of fossil fuel, oil, natural gas, those things, if they make it so utterly bloody expensive it crushes the economy, then we as a society will turn to green energy, which is exorbitantly expensive, because it'll now be about the same as oil, natural gas, fossil fuels. That's the theory. So this is not mismanagement or incompetence. If you just get some other better Democrats, they'll do it better. This is the Democrat Party's climate cult belief. And they are doing this because they believe we are facing the end of the world. I mean, this is a death cult. If you look at key features of some of these cults, truly, and I'm not joking. I mean, I actually did a podcast where I went through what cults believe and signs of a cult. Democrat Party's a classic cult. And they believe the end of the world is coming. And so they must take drastic measures to protect us all from burning up. And that measure is they're going to jack the price of energy through the roof on purpose as policy. That is the goal. That is what they are trying to achieve. They are not accidentally screwing up. And so they're only talking to OPEC. They're only trying to bring the price down artificially a little bit now so they can win enough of a majority to go back to enacting the cult's beliefs. But here's the kooky part, Lee, the kookiest part of the whole climate cult belief system. And they've told us this, is that they is the hope part, the part about the hope and the change. When you jack the prices through the roof, the hope is that someone will invent the battery that doesn't exist that will store the energy from wind and solar. Because right now it just fritters away. We don't have a way to store it. And wind and solar only produces 40% of the time. And solar in particular is really, really deadly for an economy because at the time you need energy the most, when you get home from work, when the sun is down, solar doesn't produce. So half your energy supply, gone. And so they need a battery that'll store that. We don't have one. We don't have the technology. So they believe if they cause such desperation, pain, their strategy literally is hope that someone somewhere will invent the battery. Okay, and the reason it hasn't been invented is because we didn't feel enough pain. So we're going to feel the pain, and then we're going to sit and sit in the dark and hope somebody invents it. Now, I don't know how they're going to invent it without the lights on.
Exactly,
okay?
Because that computer won't work.
No, the computer won't work. And think about what won't work. Our phones, our cars, because they want you to have electric cars, can't charge that. I mean, things are going to grind to a halt. But we need to go through this. We need to experience the maximum amount of pain so that people, not so that we can achieve the battery, because we're never going to do that. By the way, remember Solyndra and how billions of dollars got flushed down the toilet?
Oh, yeah.
Solyndra promised the cult they would invent the battery, that if they just could give them billions of dollars, the battery would be invented. And the Democrats, remember, fell for it. It was a big Ponzi scheme. And the executives ran off with the money. We never got the battery. So, you know, they refund this battery, right, in the Inflation Resumption Act. There's billions more of funding. They're going to build the battery again. This time, somebody's going to build it, Lee.
Yeah.
They're going to make it. They're right. Going to build it. And we're going to sit around in the dark waiting for that day. That's what the transition is. Well, how long is it going to take to build it? How many months? How many years? We don't know. They have reports on this? No, they do not. They have no idea. We are going to sit in the dark and wait. That is the plan. That's literally the plan. And American people have to learn. You know, we're going to have to sit on gas lines. We're going to have to sit in the dark. And unfortunately, you and me and people who get real news are going to have to sit with them. But the backlash that is coming, I'm not talking about in this midterm. I'm talking about 24. It's going to be like nothing you've ever seen. It's just going to be a lot of pain until then.
Well, there's something to look forward to then.
Yeah, but you know what? We haven't done this for 40 years. Yeah. We haven't gotten a good snootful of what the Democrats are. We need a snootful. And you know what? The other side's going to be better. It is. It's going to be better than what it is now, but we're going to have to go through this period of pain.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. All right. Not often that sports records fall in America. Not often that that happens, especially not older records, producer Tim, just because, and you look at our athletes today, it is amazing the shape that they're in and you know what we know scientifically about being in that kind of shape and how much more serious the athletes are in terms of just your whole life being dedicated to keeping you in shape. And you don't see old records fall that much, Tim, but we just had one, and you played baseball in college. That is your sport. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Aaron Judge broke Roger Maris's AL record last night for home runs. He hit his 62nd home run of the season, which is kind of crazy to think about. But, yeah, it's crazy record. Now he's like seventh all time because the steroid users, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, you know, those guys have more. But again, so some people put that into consideration. Some of the others don't. So, but it is what it is. But otherwise, like breaking the AL record, and it was Roger Maris who broke Babe Ruth's record of 60. So It's just one of those things where it's very, very significant, and it kind of he's been sitting on it for a while too. Excuse me. Yeah, he's been sitting on it for a while, and it's just wondering, like, everybody was kind of upset because it was cutting into college football Saturdays as well. So everybody's like, can you hurry up and do it so we can kind of get this over with and so we can get back to our football? But yeah, ultimately it's an amazing record, and congratulations to Aaron Judge.
Yeah. You know, there's a part of me, this is going to sound strange, the testosterone and all that. If we're at the point now where in many sports you are required to take testosterone to achieve, if you have a female body, if you have a male, you know, you're take testosterone suppression if you're a male, or you can take testosterone as a female and compete. I mean, I say let's just flatten the field and everybody take testosterone. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to take it, great. If you don't, oh well. Let's just do that. And count it, because it gets less confusing that way. But anyway, 61 years, Roger Maris's home run had stood 61 home runs set by a New York Yankee, 1961, before you or I were alive, Tim.
Yeah, that was before my parents were alive, so.
Oh my God, I feel old. That hurt. Okay, that wounded me physically. Untouched by as the most homers hit in one season by any American League player who is not on drugs, so that's cool.
That would be interesting, like you talked about, if everyone roided up and stuff, because people do talk about the steroid era kind of save baseball, so it'd be interesting to see. You know, again, Aaron Judge, yeah. I mean, he's a unit himself. He's like 6'7", 250 pounds of just pure muscle, so
yeah.
It'd be interesting to see him on roids.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be a little scary, actually.
I'd hate to be a third baseman because I played third base in college, and some of the missiles that we get hit over there are crazy. I can't imagine some of those guys like Aaron Judge roided up. That'd be kind of scary.
It could kill you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could kill you if you got hit in the wrong place with, like, a head or, or something.
I would be surprised if I didn't lose a couple teeth, to be honest, at least.
Whoa. All right. So, new record in America. That's always cool. We'll keep our eye on that one. All right. New record set for corruption. Tony Bobulinski's back. He's got all the receipts, got all the emails. Here's the thing about Tony Bobulinski. Tony Bobulinski was Hunter Biden's business partner, okay? So, remember when all of that information came out in the New York Post, all the emails that came off of Hunter Biden's laptop, remember all that stuff? And the FBI went to Facebook and directed them to lie, said it was all Russian disinformation. We should, you know, ignore it. It should be suppressed. The New York Post over at Twitter, no doubt the FBI went to them too. I mean, I doubt they'd skip Twitter. And you could clearly tell they did because what did they do? They suspended the New York Post's account. So Tony Bobulinski's there. He's got all the receipts, the profound corruption by the big guy in Hunter Biden, who he says expected to make billions, report none of it to the IRS because it's all illegally gained. And you know, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, you know what they are? These guys saw how the oligarchs operate in Russia. Russia has oligarchs. They're basically criminals in suits. They're loyal to Vladimir Putin. Saw how the oligarchs operate in Ukraine, and they wanted to be oligarchs. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are the first oligarchy to rule the country. That is what they are. They're profoundly corrupt, and they are able to do that in exactly the same way that the oligarchs in Ukraine and Russia operate, and that is that the intelligence agencies, the law enforcement agencies, protect them and make them untouchable. And so what Bobulinski has been saying is, listen, you know, we've now seen Mark Zuckerberg come out and say, yeah, I censored New York Post for the FBI. The Twitter censored New York Post for the FBI. Everybody blocked these stories about Hunter Biden. He said, listen, because we were told that the laptop was Russian disinformation. He said, I'm copying on all those emails on the laptop. I got copies. So I could authenticate them. I put them out there. I went on Tucker Carlson. I said, hey, come to me. Come to me. I'll show you. I got them. I got them. I can show you the metadata. It's not fake. I wrote some of them. I'm not Russian. And what's astonishing is he said, you can still put my name in on a CNN search engine and it won't come, that nothing comes up. They blacked it out. They blacked it out. And so he said, listen, I'm back because right now, for this election, I've got all my receipts. I'm challenging the mainstream media to take a look at them. You know what is amazing? He is not. So remember, the FBI is supposedly investigating Hunter Biden, right? He's got all the receipts. He's got it all. He's got stuff that's not on the laptop. He's got evidence of fraud, he says. He has never once been contacted by American law enforcement. Not by the Department of Injustice and not by the FBI. Think about that. There is currently a grand jury impaneled. They are investigating Hunter Biden. Why would they, if they're investigating, why would they not contact Tony Bobulinski? Because Tony Bobulinski has evidence of crimes and they don't want to possess it because they'll have to take action. They have to take action. So why would the FBI then and the Department of Injustice be going after Hunter Biden? Let me tell you why. It is to cover for his crimes because, remember this, the baby mamas went into federal court and they wanted the child support money, right? And Hunter Biden was forced to disclose his taxes, his tax information to the courts. They wanted the money, right? And you could see on the tax information that deals we now know he did, because we got the emails, deals we know he did to $5 million from Chinese, $5 million from Russia, $200 million to Rosemont Seneca from the Russians, all those payoffs. The deals he did were not on the federal court record. They are not in his tax return. So we know he committed tax fraud, right? And we know this because Peter Schweizer, best-selling New York Times author, documented it all, and he used public documents, right? So the FBI has a problem because the Biden's got a problem. The public now knows he committed massive tax fraud on a massive scale. Millions, maybe tens of millions of dollars. We know millions of dollars before. He did, for sure, he didn't report it. So what do you got to do? You got to cover it up. So what do? You open an investigation as if you're investigating. You just leave it open. right? You just leave it open. And you make sure that you don't go after the actual crimes because you don't want to know about them. And when your curious agents want to know about them, what do? This is what the FBI agent was just fired for. They say he resigned. That's a bunch of crud. He was fired. What do? Well, inside the FBI, they're, remember, putting the evidence of Hunter's crimes off limits to those investigating. They're putting them behind digital walls these agents aren't allowed to access, even though they can read about it in the New York Post. And then and then on the public side, the FBI is censoring all of this. Unbelievable interview with Tony Bobulinski. I'll fill in the holes and explain to you what it all means, because this is an absolutely astonishing era of American history. So the run-up begins. Today, OPEC will raise prices, and they should raise prices. They're in control now. Joe Biden put them in control. They should do that. There's no reason they shouldn't do it. I mean, Joe Biden wanted them to make those decisions about what you will pay at the pump, and he gave up the ability for us to make them. So that's what Saudi Arabia, OPEC, OPEC Plus is doing. And you're going to see a lot of demonization of Russia because Russia is OPEC Plus. You're going to see a lot of demonization of that. But understand, Joe Biden handed them the ability to do this. That is what Hunter was paid the millions of dollars for. Joe Biden is on the Russian payroll. Never forget that. Never forget that. So what the American people are about, and I haven't laid this out really well, especially for a lot of you new listeners. We're growing all the time to understand what is going on here in this country. We are about to go through an unbelievable amount of pain after the election. The punishment will begin. And the oil prices and thus the gasoline prices are going to shoot through the roof. They are going to shatter the records they set before. And the only thing that is holding down the prices right now, it's not completely holding them down, but holding them down from just shattering all-time highs is the fact that Joe Biden continues to release historic amounts of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's there to protect us in an emergency, not to help Democrats get elected. Now, he's not letting out 1.5 million barrels per day, which is what he's taken off the world market, but he's letting out enough so that he could get the prices down enough to try to help his party get elected, right? He's got to blunt the pain so they can say that prices are down, right? Now, given that we hit historic highs before this year, that we are at historic high prices now that we haven't seen before. It's just we hit higher highs, and so it doesn't look as bad, but they fully intend to return to those highs. This is a climate cult. We are caught in the grip of a climate cult. It's a death cult. What's a death cult? Sounds scary. Well, it is scary. Death cults believe that the end of the world is coming. And they'll tailor their lifestyle around that belief system. They have general forecasts and dates for them when the end of the world is coming. And so they're willing to do extraordinary things to stop the end of the world, right? And the extraordinary thing that the Democrat Party is doing, and I know this is going to sound nuts, but watch the news and it'll all make sense to you over the next year, okay? They believe they have to take extreme measures, which, look, if the world were ending because of climate change, we probably should. It's not. But they believe that it is. And so they believe the only way to get us off fossil fuels is to artificially make the price of those fossil fuels so expensive that the extraordinarily high price of wind and solar looks reasonable and people will use it. That is what they're doing right now. and just what they are doing. So two things are going to have to happen after the election. We are going to shatter previous gasoline records, and we will keep going. And the reason we're going to keep going is this is the lame duck phase of the Biden presidency. He's not running again. I don't care what he tells Al Sharpton. Okay, and the reason I know he's not running is because I know the Democrat donors aren't going to write him checks. He can't run a campaign without checks. He's not running. It doesn't matter what he wants to do. They'll decide. They're not going to write him check. They don't want him out there. So this is the lame duck phase of the presidency. That is very valuable to the left. It's very valuable to the Democrat Party because they can have him do the damage that the climate cult has been hungering to do for many years. And then just blame it on his incompetence. They will turn on him by the end and pretend that this was all an accident. He didn't know what he was doing. He is doing exactly what they want him to do. So that's where we are as a country. Two things will happen almost immediately after the election. We don't have a lot of time left. And three things, actually. Let me tell you what they are. It's going to be bad. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Number one, and they've already told us, we're going to stop selling out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Okay, what does that do? They've been putting barrels out there. It's not the 1.5 million a day that we used to produce, but Joe Biden took off the market with his 70 regulations that he put on federal lands. And again, 20 to 25% of our oil and natural gas comes off federal land, so he can do it by executive order, and he did. A lot of people don't understand that. So what's going to happen? He's going to stop selling out of the reserve. Okay, that's going to skyrocket the price of oil. On top of whatever OPEC does today by cutting production, right? They're just going to rape us financially is what they're going to do. So that's thing number one after the election. That'll happen in the days after the election. The media is going to begin to tell you the truth about what that's going to do. Thing number two, oil makes diesel, not just gasoline. What does diesel do? It moves your food. Food prices, you think they're bad now? You are going to see food inflation that is going to boggle the mind compared to what is going on now. All of this is planned. It is considered to be good, and it is what they will do. Thing number three that is coming, I've been warning about this all year. Shock will ensue as it comes. They're going to lift, they're not only going to not lift the sanctions on Russia, they're going to put new sanctions on Russia. Okay? That is going to skyrocket natural gas and oil prices. Now, Russia's going to get very rich from that. That is the plan. We're going to continue funding the Ukraine war. You will pay at the pump. Okay? Bloomberg, liberal publication, the Financial Times of London, liberal publication, and the International Energy Agency, a liberal elitist globalist world group, have all said these sanctions have hurt the American middle class and enriched Russia by artificially jacking the price of oil and natural gas, right? So that was reported. I told you no action on it would be taken by the Democrats. That is good. That is what they want. Putin is their scapegoat, right? So having learned that the sanctions being in place enriches Putin and hurts the American middle class, what is the Democrat plan? To double down on them and increase them in December, right? So Putin going to get richer. It's good for him. You're going to go broke. That happens in December. So those three things plus this OPEC increase in the prices. And that'll be before the gas caps. They're going to cap the price of gas. Janet Yellen announced that. What that'll lead to is just no gas. So we're going to have lines. We're going to be on lines. This is going to go on for 2 years. That's what's coming. Prepare. Texter writes, Tara, if we win the midterms, won't that help? Or are we really just blanked for the next 2 years? I don't think we'll make it if it's really going to be that bad. Well, okay, here's the good news, okay? No more, if we can just get the House even, no more devastating legislation. I'm going to have a podcast coming out today on the attack on farms in agriculture. They are using the exact same plans and programs, climate change, to begin attacking American farms in a really crazy way. They're using ESG scores. They are going after food. We need food. I mean, technically you work from home if you can't afford fuel, but we need to have food. And they're beginning to do that. So will we be able to reverse these policies? No. But we could put the brake on them in terms of any more of them being passed. And don't be surprised if things do not get desperate enough that we have some Democrats voting with us. We may be able to get, and we got to win big majorities, we may be able to get enough to pass this legislation through the Senate to stop Joe Biden. But at least the pain won't get any worse. And believe me, it could. So that's good. Look, and I know this sounds bad, but here's the thing. The lesson of the 70s lasted a very long time. We need to have that lesson again. We need young generations to get a good look at what woke is and feel the pain of poverty. And they're gonna. They're gonna feel the pain. Texter writes, hey, Tara. Oh, no, he didn't. Just heard the political ad where McTaxter ignored your advice in his advertising touting his COVID response. Duh. Look, I warned McTaxter to stop lying about that. I warned him in the 6 o'clock hour when we have significantly less listenership than in the 8 o'clock hour. I don't want to do anything that's going to help Joe Cunningham, but I'm not going to let you lie, Governor. I'm not going to do that. And I don't want to end up in a Joe Cunningham commercial, but I'm willing to do it. Stop lying about your COVID response. You destroyed businesses. You hurt single mothers. You shut down restaurants. You shut down businesses with your capacity limits. Stop pretending you're Ron DeSantis. If you want to be Ron DeSantis, then act like him. But don't lie to us. Don't spit in my coffee and tell me you just put creamer in. I can't believe he's lying about it, but he is.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.